Chap Limegun joined here today by Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the IKM Manning Wolves, as they get ready to take on another district matchup this week. It is against the Panthers of Loma on the road. Coaches, always appreciate you joining us. How you doing today?
Doing great.
Coach, you and I were just kind of joking a little bit and talking here before the interview that your guys' early slate here in the district has not been easy, and it doesn't get any easier today with Loma. It looks like right now probably five teams have separated themselves with you guys in that group, but so is Loma, and this is going to be the fourth straight game against those other top teams in the district that you guys have played so far.
Yeah, I've said for a long time that I thought our district was really, really good, and you know, when you look at the power indexes and the rankings and some of that stuff, it's shaking itself out to look that way and be that way. We know Logan, you know, they're 4-1. They're a really, really good football team. Coach Strait and his staff do a tremendous job. You know, they've been a good team for a long time, and you know, they've altered what they have to do because of their personnel, and they throw it quite a bit more than they ever did before. But they're good on defense. They're very efficient on offense. It's going to be a tough challenge.
You mentioned that they've changed things up. They throw it a lot more. It also had said before that they lost their starting quarterback to you know, begin the season, but they've had a few weeks now with the other guy in that role, and it doesn't sound like they've really dropped off much.
No, they lost their quarterback, I think, the second game of the year. Got injured. We wish them nothing but the best. And all it really did was they had to take one of their wideouts and put him in at wide receiver, and he's still very, very good. He's a tremendous athlete, throws it well, runs it really well. But yeah, they're a really good football team.
What do they do in the pass game? How do they make it work?
They do a lot of bubble. You know, they have a big tight end, a number 44. They do a lot of bubble with him, and he's, you know, he's a load to bring down. They'll do a lot of some jet sweep with a Yoder kid, number 8. He's effective at it. You know, they really take what the defense gives them. They'll do a lot of speed out. They'll do a lot of sprint out stuff. They take what the defense gives them. They do a good job with that.
Are they really good up front as they've been in the past?
Yeah, I know they have another Bricks kid. I know his brother was a tremendous football player, and they have another one. They're not quite as big as of what they've been in the past, but they're still, you know, they're a well-coached team, and that offensive line is always effective.
Coach, how does your defense match up? What do you do to take away the bubble screen and the jet sweep and the other things they want to do?
Well, I think we're going to have to play a little bit. We're going to have to press them a little bit and try to put some pressure on them, not give them as much space as what I've seen on tape. I think we're going to have to be really gap sound on defense, try to take away some of the zone run and counter runs that they try to do. And we're going to have to tackle. For me, that's always our biggest thing, is if we actually come up and tackle well, we're giving ourselves an opportunity to be successful. If we don't tackle well, we're going to be in trouble.
Is the pressure on the linebackers to be able to cover in the passing plays, but then also react to the run, or where's the pressure on defensively for you guys this week?
I would say the biggest pressure is going to be on our D line and trying to get some pressure on the quarterback and, you know, maintain gap integrity. That's going to be key for us this week.
You guys have been really good offensively yourself. Ben Ramsey, I know, has been rated as one of the top quarterbacks almost every week this year so far in Class A. What has stood out for you about the way you guys are playing offensively here early through the mid part of the season?
Well, I think that we're able to spread the ball around. You know, we have a variety of people that we feel comfortable throwing it to, and I think, or running it. I know Davis Rasmussen is a very, very capable running back for us. He does a great job. And, you know, Ben Ramsey has multiple weapons to throw to for us. So I think that's been one of our biggest advantages. I know Ashton Aaronholtz is having a nice year, but Wyatt Danner is a very good wideout for us. Brock Kuzel is doing a great job at the tight end position. and I think Ian Snyder has really come on of late, and he's done a nice job in the slot as well. So we have multiple guys that we feel comfortable throwing the ball to.
You mentioned Ashton Aaronholtz. I thought during basketball season you could see him coming on. Looks like he's really taken a jump in football. Where's he improved the most?
Well, I think he's finally kind of taken that growth athletically. He's just bigger than he was a couple years ago, a year ago. He's faster. His hands are a little bit better. So I just, it's one of those things where you really dedicate yourself in the weight room to improve yourself athletically, and you can see those gains. And I, he's not the only one. I really see the athletic improvement and others into it. A lot of our guys got are bigger, faster, and stronger this year. Carson Lorenzen has really made an improvement on defense. I'd say John Rasmussen really made a lot of improvements on the defensive side of the ball, and you can see that they're bigger, faster, and stronger than they were a year ago.
You attribute most of that to the weight room, or just the guys being older?
No, weight room. I mean, they have to get in the weight room. They have to get stronger. I mean, obviously, guys get older and that helps, but if you don't dedicate yourself to the weight room, you're really not going to see the gains that you need to see.
Coach, what do they do defensively? What do they try to take away, the run or the pass, and how do they go about doing it?
Oh, they're very crafty and creative on the defensive side of the ball. They'll run a 4-4. They'll kind of shift to the strong side, and then they'll have the weak side linebacker kind of play kind of an overhang to try to take away some outside runs. They really try to funnel everything to the middle. They have, two good middle linebackers, and they're trying to funnel everything to them.
Special teams, any advantage for you guys there?
I don't know. I know that they're yet again, that's another team with a good kicker. I know I think he made like a 30 some odd yard field goal. So, they have a good kicker. They have a really good punter. The number 44 is their, he's their best athlete, and he's also their punter. So that's always a challenge to make sure that, we're prepared for fakes and things like that. So yeah, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
Been happy with your special teams this year?
For the most part. I mean, we've our punting situation. Cale's done a nice job of punting, but I know in the Woodbury game he had a couple punts that weren't the greatest, but that's okay. He's just a young sophomore, and he'll continue to grow and get better. But by and large, our special teams have been okay. Haven't been tremendous, but they've been okay.
Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night with Loma, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show afterwards.
Perfect. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IK Manning Wolves. Again, they travel to Loma coming up on Friday night.